Okay, Jason, we are recording. And I'll take minutes. I've got notes here. I can take some minutes. It's an easy one.
Okay, well, I will go ahead and call the board meeting of the Wyoming School of Discovery to order at 4:32. Present is Gina, Emily, and Jason are all virtual. And then at the school, we have, and there's Jody that joined us virtually. At school, we have Mark and Doug. So short agenda. I don't know if we actually have anything on the consent agenda, do we, Steve?
No, I'll just do that in April. We'll do both of these last meetings and this one.
Gina.
Sorry. Oh my gosh, Gina's outside now.
Oh yeah.
You look like you're one of those weather forecasters that's like giving us a taste of the weather.
Or maybe
that's how I looked about a minute ago.
Where's your hat? I had to put my coat on even though I'm in the house because looking outside just makes me cold.
No, she's getting in the car there.
All right. Well, if we don't have anything on the consent agenda, we'll skip that. I don't see anybody from the public that's on the meeting right now. So I will go ahead and close that public comment period. And so we'll just get to our one item for today, which is board action, the second consideration and approval of the 24-25 fee schedule.
Yeah, no changes from the last time we met. We just have to have it appear twice. And I apologize. I should have put this on the agenda back in February, so that we could have approved it in March. But so I appreciate you taking the time today to jump on and do this.
Great. And can I just ask one clarifying question, Steve?
Absolutely.
It just looks like all the fees, whether they're a donation or acquired, are waivable. And I know that there's the section as far as the procedure and how to waive. Is that true, though? Is that all the fees are?
That is correct. If it's a fee, it has to be waivable.
Okay.
And that includes this year. We've added the bus to that. We've made that also kind of open for people that want to apply for a fee waiver, either for a reduced 50% or 100%. And we've had a few people take advantage of that this year.
And are the transportation fees on here?
I don't think they are. That's actually not considered. It's under a separate category because it's not really part of the program. The only thing related to transportation would be like the Discovery Days trips, you know, those field trips that do require transportation. And that's built into those costs. The busing itself is not part of our fee schedule. And my understanding is that it does not have to be. That's never been required in the past.
Okay. I don't have a concern with that. I just was curious, maybe thinking about in the future that maybe we'd want to add just a reference to it or something that directs them somewhere else. I'm not sure, but
I'm going to make a note just to ask on that.
Yeah.
And if we, I guess if we ever bring it in house, that could change things too. You know, if it becomes a fee of ours versus something we're kind of passing on from a third party.
Right. Do any of the other board members have any questions regarding the policy or comments? No. If not, I would take a motion to approve the fee waivers for 24-25.
I will make a motion to approve the fees.
I'll second.
All right. So we have a motion from Emily and a second from Mark.
Yep.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There you go. Thanks, Jody. Any opposed? All right, we approved the fee schedule for 24-25.
Thank you. All right.
I know this it's not on the agenda, so if we need to end the board meeting, but I just have some questions about the survey that went out about the reduced lunches. So if we need to close the board meeting, we can close that, but I just have some questions about it.
What we can't do is have a board meeting that's not a public board meeting, and if we're all here together talking about it, then that technically is a board meeting. So what you could do, Emily, I can put that on the agenda for our meeting next week or in 2 weeks.
That'd be great.
Would that be okay?
Yeah.
And if you want to send me your questions, okay. I can kind of include those in my preparation and in my executive letter and that sort of thing.
Okay.
I think I would. That would be my recommendation.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
I just so you guys know, just on that same topic really quick, as far as our next meeting, I had sent Steve a list, which was consistent with what he had on his list of items, which free lunch was actually on there, on that, to okay. be put up as an update, along with transportation committee update. We will need to relook at our committee assignments. We'll be appointing a treasurer because we don't actually have a treasurer appointed right now. So we need to do that. And then we had our board training that we were not able to complete last time that we will do at our next meeting. And then the only other thing is just maybe a quick discussion on the strategic plan. So
are we going to do, I know Gina is the chair, but are you planning a meeting, Gina, to meet? Because I know you had a potential new member.
Oh, as far as that different committee, you're talking about the recruitment committee?
Yes, thank you. I can't remember her name, but and probably can't say it here anyways, but it was brought up. Do you know what I'm talking about?
There is one person that I have been talking with, but we have not gotten any further with that. So. Okay.
So what I would probably ask is that just on the agenda that we have updates from all the committees. And that way Gina can give a more larger update to the board, but it'll be noticed so that the public can hear it.
Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, I'll add that. So we're meeting again on April 9th, it looks like. Everybody good for that still?
I am not good for that, just so you guys know. I am going to be traveling, so unfortunately for work.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so I will
need to. I won't be here either.
You know, I wonder, given that, I wonder if it would be wise to just push that to the end of the month.
I'm fine with that. We might want to check with Jeff. I don't know if he needed to have anything approved. But yeah, I am not. And isn't it your spring break too, Steve?
No, our spring break is 15th. Following week. And this would just, that's fine. We can.
Hold on. I am here on the 9th. I've got my weeks mixed up. I'm sorry. It was a long day. So I can run the meeting for you, Jason, or I can help Mark run it and just kind of be his sound, you know, just help. If you want to do that, I'm happy to do that, or we can move it.
I'm happy to have the meeting go ahead. I don't necessarily need to be there. I will do my best, and there'll be a virtual option. I'm traveling that day, so if I have any delays, I may not be able to make it, but and I'll be back east, so it'll be later. So it'll be, so I might be able to jump on. So, but I would just want to have a plan B to have, you know, maybe Mark run the meeting with some guidance from Steve and Emily, if that works for the rest of the board.
What do you guys think? 9th or after the break? End of the month.
Doug, what do you think?
9th? That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Mark, I'll help you. I mean,
it sounds like the 9th will work.
Yeah, that's, yeah, we could do that.
All right. Keep it on the 9th.
Is those for hurts?
Great.
Yeah. No, it's in May.
That's in May.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, Spring Arts is May.
It's like the third week of May.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I don't know. I don't believe we have any need for an executive session today.
Not that I'm aware of.
So with that, we can go ahead and we've done really housekeeping as far as our next meeting goes. So with that, I would look to adjourn the meeting at 4:41. Nice. And I appreciate everybody taking the time to quickly jump on.
All right.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
See ya.
Have a good night. Stay safe.
Thanks. You too.
Steve, do we want to jump on early? Is it possible?
Yeah, I think we're all here except Jason. And I think Jason's in the building.
Okay. I'm going to jump on then.
Okay. All right. Did you see him when you came in?
I didn't. Okay.